The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Mark straight on into, I don't know, leave him waiting too long because he's a busy man, Fergus O'Brien. Good morning, Fergus. Pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Hi, Ryan. Lovely to be on. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. We're keen to say hello to you because, of course, you've been directing the final few episodes of the TV show du jour in terms of crime lovers, and it's called Happy Valley. And you are, well, first of all, congratulations. I hope you enjoyed the experience.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself. What part of the country you're from, and how did you end up at the helm?
Oh God, that's a long story. How long is your show, Ryan?
Well, give us the abridged version, anyway.
Okay, I'm from a place called Abbeyside in near Dungarvan, County Waterford, so that's where I'm from, and I like to go back there as much as I can. Still some family there. I moved over to London in the 80s. Sadly, you know, part of that massive wave of exodus that happened then, came to London, and I had to, you know, I just sort of clawed my way up from here, really. I started in TV, working as a researcher in documentaries. I think I always wanted to do drama, but I had a 20-year sort of distraction in documentaries, a very worthwhile one. And then about 6 years ago, I made a real effort to get into drama because I thought if I'm going to do it, I better do it. And it went very well, and quite quickly I was doing some big shows and met Sally Wainwright doing her another show of her, Gentleman Jack, and on the basis of that she offered me Happy Valley, which is amazing because I'm a lifelong, as soon as Happy Valley started, I was there, a total fan. So to be making the last three episodes ever is like a dream for me. Amazing.
Well, like a lot of people during lockdown, you found yourself going back over some great dramas, and Happy Valley came on your radar and you said, like, let's give this a run through. And that would prove to be quite fateful for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was working with Sally, as I say, at the time on Gentleman Jack, which was a very long drawn out shoot because of COVID, so we had several shutdowns where we you know, just all had to go home, and you know, like everyone else, was just hoovering up whatever there was to watch on TV, and sort of got through everything that was recent, and so I'd revisit, you know, the old gems, and Happy Valley was top of that list. So I was watched season one, and then I was halfway through season two, and I was so gripped. I text Sally and I just said, oh my God, this Happy Valley is just incredible. It still stands up. And she called about, you know, a minute later and said, oh, that's really nice of you to say. Do you want to direct the last season? And yeah. I mean, like, I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know she was writing it, honest to God. I didn't know. So I was speechless and, needless to say, thrilled, and bit her hand off for the opportunity. And just the way it worked out, I was still finishing Gentleman Jack, so I couldn't start season three of Happy Valley. But really, I mean, it's the last three episodes ever, and that's what you want to be doing.
Look, it is one of those programs that if people haven't seen it, they'll know that it's they're in for a treat when they do, but they need to watch it from the beginning. How good are you, Fergus, at giving a ladybird guide to what Happy Valley is about without wrecking it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're going to put me to the test.
I'm
going
to put
one.
You to the test because I know that you're great with fans, and you're great with you know, in embracing it and getting involved in the chatter about it. So, in as much as you can, give us the blurb.
Well, it's a show about a very rounded, very powerful personality of a woman called Catherine, who played by the amazing Sarah Lancashire. And she plays this tough northern copper who's very much out on the beat. But, you know, she's completely really smart, and really smarter than a lot of the people above her. And she kind of knows it, but she's happy doing what she's doing. Her daughter gets involved with this ne'er-do-well, and that goes terribly wrong. He turns out to be a bit of a psychopath. She gets pregnant by him, and then that her daughter takes her own life. So that sets up this this heated relationship, if you like, this sort of very tense, she really wants him to go down for this. He escapes for a long time. He's been in prison. He comes back out and again gets under her skin. He's involved in her world because he knows that her grandson, the cop, Sarah's grandson, is his son. And he's trying to forge a relationship with that son. And she's trying to stop that because she thinks any chance this son has, her grandson has, of being a normal person would be destroyed by meeting his father, in case he turns out being like his father. That's the core.
That's it.
Oh,
that's Fergus, you nailed it. Beautiful.
So, yeah, there you go. That's the short. And now it's all going to come to a head next week.
Well, this is it. All hell is breaking loose. I mean, I watched from last Sunday's episode, it's all kicking off. But let's just quickly alight on a couple of people. One is obviously Sarah Lancashire, you mentioned. James Norton as Tommy Lee Royce. Young Rhys Connor, who's not so young anymore, who plays Ryan. God, the acting is just sublime.
It's a masterclass, really. I mean, Sarah Lancashire, I've always admired her, particularly in this show, similarly with James. But just to talk about Sarah first, I mean, getting to work with her was incredible. I mean, to see her come on set, and really, she has to lead that show. She's in nearly every scene. Mm. She has so much to learn. And she, her energy drives it. And so, and she delivers on that. She really leads from the front, and everyone sees how hard she's working, and everybody wants to bring their A game. She's just an incredible chameleon, and sort of inhabits these characters in a way that is just startling to watch. So that's it, to read the scripts and be prepping for months, and then be there on the day and see her bring it all to life is just, you know, a gift. And James, similarly, he's so unlike the character of Tommy. I mean, Tommy's such a complex, damaged, dark, you know, mess of a character. But James could not be further from who that character is. But, you know, he again managed to inhabit it and just breathe incredible life to it. And, you know, Rhys, who plays Ryan, I mean, that's kind of astounding because he never chose to be an actor. He was a kid who got a part in a show.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was a second show. He was still a kid. This was the first time he walked onto the set, I think, thinking, oh, right, am I an actor? He was thinking about it as an adult.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a testament to his real instinct for performance that he was able to really go there. And his real commitment to it, that he worked so hard. There are such big key scenes that he's a part of, and he really has to deliver. And he did it. He's amazing.
You as I say, you've immersed yourself very fully into the fandom on Twitter, and people are fascinated by the show. They're obsessed is one word, but just very keen on it. Are you enjoying that to and fro?
Listen, if I'm really honest with you, Ryan, I see myself as a fan of the show, because that's what I've been from the start. So I you know, all of the things that all the people are tweeting about and on Insta and wherever, you know, it's all stuff that, you know, I would be doing also and with my friends. And so it's just a slightly amazing thing that this time I'm directing these episodes. But particularly what I love about it is that the BBC made a really brave choice in this day and age to not, you know, dump all of the shows on player from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's been incredible. And I hope, you know, that this is a return, because I think people have really enjoyed, you know, the weekly dose and looking forward to that on Sunday night. And then particularly looking forward to the chat afterwards and the crack talking about it and speculating about what's going to happen. It's a real kind of water cooler, pulling everyone together. And I think we need that, you know what I mean? I think it's a really valuable really valuable thing to have in life at the moment.
You'd only understand this if you're an Irish person, but really it's the opposite of the Glen Rose. You know, the it's the opposite of the anxiety. It's more an excitement. So it's a welcome. Yeah. It's a welcome. It's a welcome thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, having good cliffhangers, you know, and real reason to chew the fat about it. And this show delivers that. I mean, Sally Wainwright's scripts just deliver that in spades.
It's been great talking to you, Fergus, and congratulations on it. Looking forward to watching last night's episode tonight and, of course, next week's. And we'll watch it with a little hint of pride, knowing it was an Irish man who brought it all together. Good on you, and the best luck with everything. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much,
nice
Ryan.
Nice to talk
all
to
the best.
Thank you, Fergus O'Brien. Bye-bye. From Dungarvan originally and directing now the final three episodes of Happy Valley. Back shortly.